Something feels off tonight. I can't place it. The air, not to mention the cursed energy. Something's going on. Should I chase after? Or should I go for backup? Do I want to deal with the headache of asking for backup? Who the hell is that over there? That citizen clearly has no... You idiot! Look out! Am I going to make it in time? I have to... do something! Don't you see the car? Move out of the... Idiots. That hurts a lot. Better to get a face full of concrete than a face full of car. Damn it. Now my outfit's ruined. And you. Yeah. The idiot looking stupidly at me. Are you kidding me with this? Didn't you see the signal? It says don't walk. Now, you want to tell me why you almost walked into that? We have to explain the crash too. I saw it from way up there. Yeah, you look pretty stupid. But not that stupid. You, feeling okay? Nah. I'm not trying to be harsh with you, but you almost died. If I didn't interfere, you would be roadkill right now. Have you even thought about that a little bit? You're strange. Barely look shook up over it all. Don't tell me you were doing that on purpose. No, of course not. What kind of idiot would die that way? Why do you look offended? Don't tell me I was right. Now, do I need to take you to a hospital? Not funny. Look, is now the time to be hitting on someone? That's embarrassing, and I don't even know you. Straight to the point. You're barking up the wrong tree. Not for the reasons you think. My friends, if you want to call them that, have been obsessed with people doing this. They always misunderstand. It doesn't matter the circumstances. They try and ruin when someone hits on me. Yeah. They think they're helping me. That's the first time you smiled. No. It's not like that. I didn't have any problem with saving you. No, the clothes are just a little dusty. It's nothing worth getting worked up for. How about you? That scrape. Though I guess it's better than the alternative. Asking a question like that? Don't make my efforts go to waste. So you have it pretty tough, huh? I understand that. The world kind of sucks. I think everybody knows it a little bit. It kicks you when you're down and it spits on your grave. Doesn't mean you have to make a grave sooner. Everybody ends someday, you know? Enough about that. Not trying to be awkward here. Just making small talk. Right. Small talk. You want to... Fine. Okay. That's the place then. And I guess... In you go. After you. That your idea of courtesy? I'm no therapist, nor does it really matter to me, but you, want to talk about it? Ridiculous, isn't it? Just someone caring that you've never met. Rescuing you. Don't tell me. You're hitting on me for real? It would be the one time they don't misunderstand. The one time they're too busy. Nothing, just my friends from before. I wasn't trying to make it out like I'm a complete loner. I mean, I guess I am. Whatever. It happens sometimes. Even the best of us, we end up loners, right? Doesn't mean we have to stay alone, doesn't? Just ignore things you don't like as best as you can. That'd be my advice. And don't mind before. Like I said, everybody goes through it. And in that moment of weakness, look, I'm not gonna tell you what to do, but I bet someone would miss you if you did. What's with that look? It's not like I said something unreasonable, did I? You know what, fine. I realize acquaintances probably shouldn't be having that deep of conversations, but I also can't. That doesn't feel right. What the hell am I supposed to say here? Talking to this one is like talking to a wall. A wall fused with Gojo. Anyways, what are you gonna do from here? You aren't gonna go to the nearby rooftop or something, right? Please don't. We may have only just met, but you're leagues above most people in my book. Why? That's a good question, isn't it? I can't really say. You know how people give off auras? Well, let's just say in my line of work, those auras mean a lot. They could determine someone with talent versus someone who doesn't, as well as who's good and evil. They're not omnipotent, nor are they omniscient. But they give you a sneak peek into someone. Probably sounds superstitious, huh? You remember the tragedy in Shibuya? Yeah, a few months back. That... No. It really sucked. A lot of things sucked about it. And I almost lost my life too. Everything was messy. And the world is messed up. But it doesn't mean you don't have anything to live for. Look at me. This shouldn't be coming from a stranger, but maybe the stranger can't bear to think of more. More loss. I never really met. My father, my parents, and everything. It was a messy world because I barely even know who they were. And yet, here I am. I don't regret surviving. Do you? That's a big question, isn't it? Hey, if I'm looking too far into this, you can say so at any time. After all, being an airhead is a lot better than the... Look, whatever happened at that intersection, it wasn't your fault. I don't know your circumstances, but you're not alone right now, right? Responsibility? You're joking, right? I saved you, yeah, but you want me to take you home? To my home. You're crazy, aren't you? Nero was thinking I was getting away from the crazy bunch. Guess I had my hopes up too high. So, why? Why would you? You just want to leave it behind like that? And let me get this straight. It's my responsibility, since I got in your way. Well, yeah. I guess that makes sense. You're kind of reaching there. Well, I can't promise you it's gonna be a good life. Nowhere near as cushy as whatever job you've got. But maybe you've got a talent. Look, I shouldn't be telling you this, but I am. So deal with it. You might have a talent for something called jujutsu sorcery. You have something called cursed energy. You probably don't know about it, given the fact you've shown no usage of it. Your sensing of it might explain why you see supernatural things. Your diagnosis that you mentioned earlier, it might have something to do with that. Look, I'm not going to say for sure, but if you follow me home, I won't stop you. Fine. Go on then. Don't get me wrong. I can't believe I'm agreeing to this either. I must be losing it. Going around those lunatics. You'll meet them eventually. Don't rush to figure it out too soon. The street. Does it look cushy to you? I'm not gonna say we live in a bad area, but it's not great either. Like I was saying, I can't tell you everything when you haven't made your decision. You sure about this? You're not going to regret it. It's a dangerous world where you could lose your life at any moment. But you are doing something good for the world. You know, avoiding the massacres, saving people from curses and things that ruin lives, families. I've probably said too much already. But if you don't regret it, then maybe you can have a more fulfilling life this way. Jeez. What's with that look? Watch out. One wrong move and you would have really hurt yourself there. Not as bad as the first one, but still not great. Up you go. You sure you're okay? Kind of a loaded question, right? No, you don't need to answer anything more. Sorry if I made you feel you had to. No. Nothing like that. It's not a religion. It may seem that way, but when you actually understand what it is that you're doing, you might wish it was a religion. Don't look at me like that. I'm trying to help you here, give you a way out. Does it feel that way? I wouldn't have risked my life to save you if I didn't think you were worth something. That kind of came out wrong. Look, you don't have to be something. No, that's wrong too. How the hell do I say this? You might be able to help a lot of people the way I helped you. So instead of dwelling on that, focus on the here and now. By the way, it goes without saying, but you're going to be subjected to a lot of bullshit. You, sure you want to try this? Suit yourself. I'm not going to stop you. But just make sure when it gets to things, you don't resent me. I'm just trying to do something right. A lot of times I feel like it's nothing but wrong. I like to help people and save people and do what I can. But a lot of the times, it feels like it's never enough. It feels like it's an uphill battle, even when we're winning. It's all vague to you, right? I wouldn't expect you to understand. You don't live in the same world as I do. You've only been looking through the window, gazing at the big wide world outside. It's not meant to be poetic, but I guess it came out that way. Fine. Just don't misunderstand me. This isn't me saving you. This is you saving yourself. It may be coincidence or fate or whatever you believe in, but that's not what's important now. You have to pick yourself up and show me you've got some guts, okay? Following me isn't enough. You're gonna be walking your own path too, okay? Good. Your eyes, they look a lot better than before. I'm thankful for that. What, can't I care? Well, I clearly don't make you uncomfortable if you're willing to follow me, a complete stranger, and even accept a job offer from me. So if you can trust me with all that, I guess, well, it's not much, but... Welcome home. It's not much, I promise. But it's something. It's been a long day, and even my bruises have bruises. Make yourself at home. Just please don't be a thief. Last time I did a good deed, it wasn't the thievery I had to worry about. It was the friends I made along the way. You don't get it, because you haven't met them yet. I promise you, they're not the types you're thinking they are. Anything but. God. Just thank your lucky stars they're not here right now. How to describe them? Well, there's Gojo. He used to be my sensei, and... Well, when I was learning to be a jiu-jitsu sorcerer, he's considered one of the best, if not the best. The pinnacle of mankind. So, I guess you could say he's the Olympian of our respective field. Sorry, I didn't know how else to put it. Anyways. Yeah, his personality is the problem. He's got looks, he's got power. But my God, does he have attitude. Problems. I don't even want to get into. Look, if you see him, just do yourself a favor and ignore him. I always do. When I can. Then there's Yuji. Well, you can call me Itadori if you want. Doesn't matter, though. He's such an empty-headed guy. I don't think it matters. Not in his brain, not to anyone else. As for the last one, I don't know how to describe Nobara. She definitely doesn't act like what you'd expect. I hesitate to call her anything other than one of the guys. Does it sound stupid to say that? I don't know. I guess since we trained together for so long, I never really felt like there was a distinction. Everybody had their own place to fill, and we made the dream team happen. Is what I would say if things didn't get so complicated. Nothing, really. Just scars. Not the normal kind, either. The world always on this stupid balancing act. I get so sick of it. Just thinking about it. God, it gives me a headache. So yeah, welcome to the figurative jungle. Yeah. Just be careful. Expectations, they could be a pretty dangerous thing. I dare say you've met the most sane of us. But that's just me being overconfident. If I'm sane, what's the standard for sanity? How do you even get into that? Nah. I'll let you figure it out. If you think I'm completely sane, I'll let you keep that delusion. But even I know I have my limits. Not that I'm insane, mind you. Just a little shaken up. The other day, someone told me my dead father was walking around. How the hell am I supposed to feel about that? Barely even know what he looks like. Not to get into my problems, but after being forcibly a loner, being told such a rumor is disturbing. Makes me want to look on one hand, but at the same time, makes me want to stay in this bed and relax twice as hard. What would you do? Somehow I knew you'd say something like that. Don't know why. Guess in the small time I've known you, I've gotten the hang of your personality just a little bit. Just throw away that recklessness. And no running into cars. I'm not gonna let you live it down. Not yet, anyways. Well, aren't you comfortable? In your new one-bedroom apartment. I'm not getting scammed right now, right? Is it that easy to lay in someone's bed you've never been anywhere near before? Guess you're braver than me in some ways. I would have immediately thought I was a scammer. It's stupid, isn't it? I offered worrying about if you'd think I'm a weirdo or something. But it seems like you're right at home. Don't know what hellscape you came from, but welcome to the real side of hell. The one that's full of sleepless nights, more curses than you can shake a finger at, and, well, you always have to be ready for it. Death. You know, it's pretty stupid, right? It was in no small part one of the reasons why I saved you. And even made this offer in the first place. Because of what you did, you're already at that verge. So I figured, at least if you had more meaning, if you fought and you lived on the edge of oblivion, maybe you'd find more reasons to want to keep existing. Keep going. You're worth it. Maybe it's silly, but I'm a little too stubborn to just accept it like that. Sorry, you're the one who followed me home, so I guess your notion of me taking responsibility is just half true, at best. Jeez, what were you expecting? Do I look like I'm some sort of charity? Though I guess I don't blame you. After dealing with that, whatever kind of life it was, you're probably just done with all the tough stuff. Well, sorry to say, but that stuff's gonna follow you. It always does. There is no easy route. The one you are about to take is just a shittier path than this one. It's better if you live a life you're proud of, right? I know it probably felt like you can't do that, but I know you've got the potential to. I don't know why you have the potential you do. Who knows if you even want it? But regardless of if you want it or not, it's yours. It's a burden as much as it is potential. And you probably have no idea what I'm talking about. Suit yourself. You'll learn anyways. Since to earn your own keep, you're going to become a sorcerer like me. I know it all probably sounds pretty fictional right now. Don't worry about that. I mean, it's going to sound that way for a while. Pretty sure everybody goes through this in different levels of severity. You okay? That smile. That's the second time I've seen you smile like that. I'm glad to see that you're capable of it. Am I to take that as you're glad? What's with that look? Greedy for more? Jeez. You're as bad as them. If they saw right now that you were here, they would try and make every excuse to get me away from you. Think they got some notion that if there really was someone who wanted me, that they'd somehow play second fiddle. Or whatever that is. What? If you're talking in what-ifs, there's not much point to spit it out. That was out of nowhere. What do you mean by that, Kat? That's it, huh? A kiss to start things, and what else? Yes. Keep talking about responsibility. Responsibility for what? Suit yourself. Now that you've come here. Now that you've taken a step into the real hell of this world. I guess I can appreciate that. What's a little bit of heaven for someone trapped in hell? Your logic is as stupid as they are. Guess you'll get along, huh? So you don't care about them? How heartless. Must I be the recipient of so much care? You're an idiot, you know? I wonder why. If you want me to just spill it, because you'll have to try a little harder. You're so fucking full of it. Fine. Just don't regret this. You have to promise me you won't. My biggest fear in a situation like this is for you to regret making a choice in the moment. I'm not someone who regrets so easily. So it's not me you should be worrying about. Tell me, where does that heart of yours lie? Can you tell me why? why you're acting so brazen. You're full of shit. But at the same time, I can't find a reason not to. You don't even know me like that. What the hell are you basing all this off? So full of shit. Let's get you a little more honest, shall we? You're not the only one who can play games and by the looks of things, you've got no defense to begin with. Not a single bit of it. Just look at that. One touch, and you're already melting. Melting for me. And I consider myself a novice at this. I've not had that much experience. No, definitely not that. Nice try, though. You're wide open. Idiot. What am I going to do with you when you act like this? Have you been listening to anything I've said? Of course not, huh? And punishment is swift. Blame yourself for being wide open. I'm just taking responsibility. Nice try. But I'm not done with you yet. Look at me. How's that feel? Not the reaction I thought of, but even better than I could imagine. That's all you call responsibility. You're so wrong for that. I think I might just have to get even. Don't you dare regret it now. After you fooled around this much. Maybe I'll see how far we can fall. Aren't you curious? Me too. Then, without further ado, let's see what kind of noises you can make. Don't look at me like that. You know damn well, if you regretted this, you would have stopped a long time ago. And besides, what that expression? Could you even believe yourself? See in the mirror? If you mean it, that we're getting carried away, and you really want to stop, then sucking on my cock is probably not the best way to communicate that. Of course I'm gonna arch my back when you do that. Cause it feels so good, why not? Fuck. You're wide open too. Careless as can be. Oh, the twitching mess you've become. Your fault. Fuck. You have the sexiest twitching cock. Good job sucking all the cum. Not even close. After the trouble you caused me, the bruises and bruises I have. Then again, I couldn't claim I'm your superior in jiu-jitsu arts if I couldn't handle at least this much and still dish it out. Still give you something to moan about. You up is nothing. Neither is grinding against you. That ass wants more. You can't hide it. Craving me already. This whole thing feels so abrupt, but I can't keep my hands off you. Wonder if it has something to do with. Never mind that. Fuck all that thinking. I slipped inside. You're tight. Fuck. Shut up. No, it's not the time for that. No excuses. Not yet. Not yet. Yeah, you wouldn't be satisfied with just that. No way in hell. You wanted all this funny business, so don't complain. Then I fuck your brains up. As honest as I should have been, and that I was lonely, that I thought you were gorgeous, we both had something to gain, yet I don't want it to be transactional. Fuck, I hate that word. Don't tell me I'm ending up like my dad. Everything I've heard about him sounds like he was, well, a piece of work. I don't want to be the type that just fucks around. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe what I heard was wrong. But I want to be a better man than that. Look, I'm not some kind of playboy, and I don't usually do this. It was you. Something about you. And today, being a shitty day, it just all came out, I guess. I hope this doesn't make things awkward. No, does it? Oh god. You have no idea how relieved that makes me feel. Not to have to worry. Yeah, something like that. Okay. I get it. It was abrupt. Neither of us were thinking it through, but you don't regret it too much, do you? Well, then I'm glad. It's not something I'm used to, so sorry if I was no good. For some reason. No. I still have a long way to go. In many ways. Don't even worry about it. That part, it's complicated. I still want to hold you, if that's all right. Intimacy isn't the easiest thing to grasp when your life's constantly on the verge of... Well, I guess you understand. At least that part. Life is fragile. A desire for more is even more fragile. It can be so easy to break it open and have everything fall apart. I don't like it. I'm sure you don't either. That's fine. I'm not gonna let you go. So don't fall for me too hard, okay? Well, I guess it wouldn't be bad if you did, but... just don't expect too much, okay? Idiot. I said don't expect too much. Not expect the world. How am I even supposed to respond to that? Fine. Suit yourself. Then, good night. You're not sleeping anywhere else. You're sleeping right here. Got it. No objections. Then,